the Holy Spirit didn't release us to do it. So inquiring with the Holy Spirit, the scripture talks about greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So the Holy Spirit is in you for a reason. We got to start relying on the Holy Spirit. He will communicate. He's that tower. He'll communicate exactly what you need to say, exactly what you need to do.
In the proper time.
In the proper time, and exactly.
And the thing is, this is not just relationship communication as far as boyfriend and girlfriend or husband and wife. It's, you know, it's dealing with leadership. It's, mm-hmm. it's dealing with parenting. There's a time for the stuff. Mm-hmm. But the toughest thing is when you're doing stuff on the run. Mm-hmm. The other tough thing is when you do stuff when you're urgent or just when it's important to you.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, we got to do this right now. It's like, is that the proper time? So you know what that does? You're so clouded by your desires, you're not recognizing the entire situation. Mm-hmm. You know, so you could deal with a leader. Dude could be like, okay, I'm a pastor. I could be on fumes. And the person's like, yes, I was thinking about us doing such and such. And then, yeah, no, we really need to do such and such. And I'm like, I just finished preaching two times. Like, I'm not even on that page. I'm not even thinking that through. Well, let me ask you this tough question and this, that, and the other. Well, hold on a second now. Give me more detail. Like, I'm not really. So it's timing. You know, timing is important. So that person is not trying to be. They ain't even mad at you. They're just thinking about themselves. So timing is independent of self. Right? So you really got to listen to the Holy Spirit about time. You know, the Lord may give you a prophecy. And right behind it, he's so you're so excited, the Lord talked to me. But right after that, he said, okay, hold on to this. You're going to need to share this on Friday. Mm-hmm. But you're, ooh, God just told me. Okay, and then the Lord knows if you say it to the man or woman of God and then they don't communicate it. But I just told you that. Who's to say that was the timing to express it? You're offering it, remember? And you're trusting the leader, even the parents. You may go, well, I just want to do something, Mom. Well, they have the whole vision of the house. So they may go, my son's just asked me many things. I mean, that's a good idea, but you ain't ready for that now. So, but I wasn't saying you wasn't ready for it at all. You wanted to go to a tryout. It's like, dude, you ain't ready for a pro tryout. But I didn't go, you ain't ready for a pro tryout. I said, okay, well, I want you to consider these things. You see what I'm saying? But he was going to be ready. He just wasn't ready at the time. Mm-hmm. Right? So.
That's good. Because I think another thing that we have to embrace is self-control. I remember in our marriage, I was the person that was like, let's do it. Let's do it right now. You know, why are we waiting? You know what I mean? What's the purpose of waiting? We might miss out. So I had this anxiousness about me for fear that it wasn't going to get done or fear that, you know, and often I was going to miss an opportunity. So, but the Lord had to kind of tame me because I would be all over the place just because it sounds good. It looks good. You know, and he would be my anchor in a sense but at first I actually I didn't like the anchor. In fact, he was in my way. So I'm just being real. He was in my way because it's like, man, we could have so much if you would just get moving. You know. But the Lord had basically saved us a lot. If we had did everything that I wanted to do, stop.
I just think it's
yeah, it wouldn't have been pretty. So you need that balance. Where are we at?
Catch him.
Okay, I think that's you, isn't it?
That's you.
Okay, so then you got to make language or communication catchable. Expressive language surpasses accusatory language. So what we really want to drill in everybody is cause and effect, effect and intent. Okay, effect and intent. And it's important that we have those two words in our vocabulary because as you're communicating to a person, when you begin to communicate out of intent, you intended to hurt me when you said this. That is an argument all day because the person could be like, well, that's not what I was thinking. That's not what I said. No, but when you said this, you really called me stupid. Now, he may have used some words, y'all know you don't do that.
Or give you the look.
Give me the look like I'm stupid, you know. So, you know, but what you do with the effect is you communicate to the person, when you said this, this is how I felt. I felt like I was not valuable. I felt. So you're owning what it is, that emotion is. You're not saying, you made me feel not valued. See, now I'm saying you intended to make me not feel valuable. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to get those two words in your vocabulary and get an understanding of what they really mean, because you have to be able to communicate the effect, not the intent. The more you do the effect, the person now can see, because if he's an evil person, he'd be like, well, so sad. What is your favorite thing? So sad, suck it up, or well, something. What do you say?
Not our private thing. I'll say the public one. But it's, you know, so what? So what that affects you? Suck it up. You need to step up to the plate. Okay, well, you're more
justified.
You still can't. You still shouldn't be mad according to the Bible, but it's justified. You expressed to the person how they affected you, and they blew it off, mm-hmm. like they can care less. But if you get mad because you're affected a certain way, and you never communicated the effect, you've already judged a person and tried them. So that's why you're mad. You mad because you intended this. You didn't even give them a shot to tell you what they was thinking. Whoa, is that how it hit you? I don't know what I was thinking, babe. I'm so sorry. Mm. No. I'm not giving you the shot to do that. You going to jail right now. You know what I'm saying? I should never feel this way, and I know you don't care about me. You know, you could defend intent all day because you didn't intend it.
Right.
But who can defend effect? If she says, this is how this hit me and this is how it affected me, how can I defend that? It affected her that way. She's not saying I intended it. So now she's giving me an opportunity to, you know, either apologize, repent, or even look at it like, whoa, okay, let me just package this different or give you another standard of what my flow was. Like, I didn't mean to come across like that. I've done it. I was like, so, babe, now when you made that statement, was that to hurt me? I'm going to just let you know it hurt, but what was your goal before I respond? She was like, oh, wow. She says, babe, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't intend it. Or she might have said, man, I made you pay because I didn't want to make the request. I think one time we was going out, and I had bought something at the stores. We got out the grocery store. She says, you smell that food? And I was like, yeah, I think it's over there, you know. So then we're about to get in the car. I'm opening her car door. She says, well, if you didn't buy that, I think I bought a music car. If you didn't buy that music car, we could have got dinner. So I said, huh? I said, okay. So I walked around, got in the car. I sat in the car. I said, so, babe, when you say that, was you trying to punish me for buying a music car? I said, why couldn't we do both? Like, she didn't say, can we go to dinner? And then I was like, oh, no, I just bought this music car, babe. We can't. You know, we got a tight budget. Music card only.
But see, I knew the budget was tight. So that's what happened. Right. I knew the budget was tight. So I'm already ahead out thinking, okay, he just bought that daggone music card.
It wasn't dinner tight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, give me a shot to say we can't go to dinner, you know. She says, my bad. I figured I had to give. We got the card, so we should be able to go to dinner. I was like, all you gotta do is ask to go to dinner. Yeah, see, so we actually talked that through, but I shared the effect. So when I shared the effect, then she was like, oh, wow. She says, man, I could have just asked you. Mm-hmm. So that was us talking it through, as opposed to me getting offended first. Oh, you trying to beat me down, ain't you? You don't care. That's an argument all day. Because she wasn't trying to. She was over, you know, thinking, well, okay, if I present an option, maybe it'd be easier for me to go to eat dinner. But it would have just been as easy as to ask. As a matter of fact, at that day, I said, well, babe, what do you get turned down from? You get to do mostly everything you want to do.
That's right. So you got to be honest. Whoever you're having a communication with, you got to be honest. If something rubs you the wrong way or whatever, you have to be honest. Because sometimes, like, if you intended to hurt the person and you say, no, I ain't intend to hurt. No, you just lied. You did intend to hurt me. So you gotta be honest, y'all. I mean, because that facilitates a healthy, viable relationship. If you are with someone that you can't trust, that's all every day you're going to be proven, you're going to be, you know, looking that way, or they did they really mean that, or you understand what I'm saying? You don't want that. You want honesty. So we got to be honest when we're in. Okay, what about that? That's cool. What did we say? Assertive. Go ahead, you do it.
All right, so we talked about catchable language, but we're going to give two contrasts. We'll give it more detail maybe later this week. So you have catchable language, but you also have assertiveness and active listening. So assertiveness is what we talked about in terms of the effect. Assertiveness is, I'm going to tell you the truth, I'm going to share the effect. Truth and love, this is how this affected me. There is no pink elephants with assertiveness. Assertiveness is, I'm speaking the truth and love. I'm sharing how I feel. Versus forming an assumption or attacking because of how I feel. So again, assertiveness is I'm sharing how this made me feel. So I'm vulnerable enough to say, this made me feel that way. Could make me feel insecure, could make me feel less than a man, however it makes me feel. But see, what we normally do is attack, because I'm not going to share how I feel because I may have unnecessary feelings. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go, I can't believe you did that to me. I'm going to throw out my diversion first. You don't want to attack based on forming assumptions. You know, an example we talk about, it's almost like, so I believed you attacked me, so I'm going to call you retarded, right? Versus sharing the effect of what you did to me. Like, your approach make I feel inadequate or not valuable the way it came across. What was your intent? Versus, I'm gonna hit you hard. You retarded, girl. Well, that's an argument. Like, so she's supposed to go, you know, I am retarded, baby. I'm so retarded and undeveloped, it's ridiculous. Thank you for sharing that wisdom to me. I'll get myself together and be no more retarded. That makes absolutely no sense, right? So, but sometimes you reflex because you're covering yourself. What's wrong with saying, okay, when you shared that, this is the effect it had on me? So now, it's not even about her. I'm vulnerably saying, and even, I don't have to prove I'm a man. I'm a man's man, so she'll tell you. It's times like, now, babe, that hurt. I'll be like, woo, that hurt. See, I ain't saying you tried to hurt me. I'm like, woo, that hurt. I kind of felt about this big on that one. I've been with in other relationships. I was talking to a guy, had to be transparent, a transparent meeting. I was facilitating the meeting. Nobody was being transparent. So I was like, okay, I'll be the sacrificial lamb. And I asked you to do three things. And the three things I asked you to do, each time you dropped the ball, but it had an effect on me. It was campus ministry. The person wouldn't show up. So you're affecting the ministry. So I had to show what transparency was. So now everybody's being transparent to me. Went back to the office. I said, man, I had to be transparent. I wasn't really trying to bust you out, but we were just sitting there in stupors. Nobody wanted to put themselves on the line, so I was being transparent. Well, what do you want from me? This dude just snapped. I said, well, actually, after that statement, you just punked me, so I don't think I want nothing. Now, when I said that, if you saw the situation, as far as if there was a physical altercation, it would have been no contest. Trust me. But forget all that. This statement was presented in a punking way, and I wanted to make the person aware, first and foremost, oh, no, you just punked me, so I don't think I want to. So I just allowed myself to be vulnerable. I didn't have to prove my manhood. I had to know I'm a man. You see what I'm saying? But what I could have said, oh, well, I was about to use the N-word, but who you think I could have came like just to prove I wear the pants here. Do I? No, I'm going to be vulnerable and transparent in that situation. So that's assertiveness. I wanted to share the effect. I want to give him an opportunity to recognize that he could have said, man, I wasn't trying to come at you like that. You know, as opposed to jumping to my conclusion, and trying to rip his head off.
Okay, I did want to bring this out. We have got to actually watch our words. Our words have power. And when we say things without thinking it through, the impact of what that word is going to do to that person's soul, it can be damaging. And so we've got to, in fact, the scripture talks about, you know, basically lay aside.
You good, back. I'm trying to get this information for you.
Oh, well, there it is.
Because you're going to need that next.
Yeah, okay. But you've got to watch filthy communication coming out of your mouth. Is it becoming of Christ? Is it becoming of the fruit of the Spirit? And you got to really make sure that you understand the power of your words. One word could actually be planted in somebody that can affect their whole life. I'll give you, for instance, when I was a young girl, my mom, she had told me to go turn the knob on a television. Now, I'm older, so we had knobs. We didn't have a remote control. And it must have been like, I don't know, it could have been, what'd you say? It was the knobs, yeah. And she said, turn the thing up. Now, I think I might have been maybe 6 or 7 years old. Turn the volume up. And so I'm over there, and I'm trying to find, no, not that, girl. No, not that. And she just was getting so angry with me. Every time I tried, she got angry with me. And then she said these words, "You are so stupid." She said, "You are so stupid." Now, I didn't know that word would ring in my spirit until one time. I don't know, we might have been 2 years in the marriage, or maybe 2 years in the marriage. And we got into an argument, and so he closed the door, and he said, this is what I heard, he said, so I thought, "You are stupid." He said, "You're stupid." That's what I heard. What he said was, "That's stupid," whatever the situation was. But I heard, "You are stupid." And I'm telling y'all, that thing crushed me. Hey, what's happening over here? I got all this. Nah, they're okay. Yeah, they're, oh, they're doing. Okay. But that thing rung in me, and I didn't realize, man, I was hurt, y'all, for a good month. Seriously, it was like those words just kept ringing in my ears. "You are stupid." When I did stupid things, it was like it just reiterated. I mean, it was just bad. So words have power. Okay. So whatever you do, don't start saying something that you can't take back. You have to be mature and understand that when you say something, it can literally affect that person forever. So, you know, you gotta watch your words. Say with me, say, "I will watch my words." If the words are not edifying, it will not come out of my mouth. In fact, I'll rebuke it in Jesus' name. All right. So important.
Just one time, people, one time. And whatever you got, just pass on what you got, all right? You don't have to be perfect. Babe, start with Isaac, and then let it go that way. All right, so we'll explain later, all right? Just don't worry about it. Just roll, sister. All right, so again, we're talking about assertiveness and active listening, right? And this is the thing. You have to be willing to be uncomfortable, as my wife was saying. So there should be no pink elephants. So let's say if you have people in your life, don't worry, y'all gonna get the information here in a second. It's coming around the corner. All right, so try to stay focused if no one said nothing to you yet. But it's gonna get to everybody, okay? All right. So what I want you to realize is, yeah, we have people in our lives that so you guys are how long? Yeah, 3 years. Y'all been friends over there in the back.
Oh,
3 years.
Don't forget them too over there. Whoever.
Yeah, it's gonna get to them.
Okay.
Robert's gonna pass it on. All right. So 3 years. So from actually two different cultures, right? So, but before y'all met, you were operating as singles, right? And in operating as singles, wait till I finish using them and then you can pass it on to them. So in operating as singles, you didn't live your life preparing for her to come. You was living your life adjusting as a single. I don't know if you was lonely, if you needed companionship, you wanted to hang out, but it wasn't like you were making decisions against her. Give me your name again. Sade. You know, like the, never mind. All right, so, but Sade, you was making decisions, not going, well, I'm probably gonna meet David, you know, 2015. So, we cool, but you know David coming. It wasn't even like that. Then each party sometimes makes decisions because what? You want to be liked. Like, you ain't trying to, you don't, when you're single, you don't go out the house looking like a rag or a bag, right? Y'all know what I mean when I say that? Especially when you're single. Now, hopefully you ain't doing that when you're married, but why don't you go out looking like a rag or a bag? Ain't nobody gonna find you looking like a rag or a bag, right? Then you come on, we're gonna be real here. You try to get your game right. Yeah. Like, you know, the women know how to say stuff without saying it. Because, you know, you ain't gonna put yourself on the line. It's like, that dude, you ain't get the hint. You may pull up in a parking slot, see the guy. You ain't gonna be like, hey, man. Well, these days they may do that. Yeah. But I'm saying, but you may park in an area where you hope you're discovered. You know what I'm saying? You may work out. You may change your workout routine at the gym. You may time when you go to the gym. Am I correct? Y'all don't know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Come on now. Like, I should be getting more amens because this is true. Guys, same thing. Like, you trying to figure out what to wear, how to say what to say. You know, okay, I use me because y'all trying to act like y'all know what I'm talking about. So when we went to clubs, okay, so there's a lot of clubs in Jersey, but Club Zanzibar in Newark, Club 88, Club 54, Studio 54, the Palladium, these different clubs. You couldn't wear the same thing in every club. Club 88 was kind of, I wouldn't wear a shirt and tie, but I might wear a shirt, a sweater, jacket, slacks. So now I come in, I'm automatically a part of the flow. Club Zanzibar, I could wear tennis shoes. I had to look like I was ready to freestyle dance. I was telling somebody I used to dance all the time. I was like, you dance? Yes. Right? But also, Club 88, I may ask someone to dance. Club Zanzibar, come on, girl. I'm not asking her nothing. If I ask her to dance, I'm not going to get a dance. So now I meet her. Did my flow change because we met? So if I was used to trying to flirt or flow a certain way, it may be a default that I don't even realize. I meet her, she's my friend. We're communicating, right? Wouldn't she share that? I want to let you know the effect of your flirting. Let's say for the female, you may dress expressing more features because you're trying to get attention. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? I don't have to get... All right, so, but the goal, we're in covenant. Well, the goal in covenant with God and the covenant in marriage is to be more modest, right? So, I love my wife. I got to share that. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about, right?
Well,
because I don't want, like, babe, like, ho, no. Like, we had these conversations. I was like, babe, whoa, no. The way, I get, you know, you speak to people, you're very nice to people. I said, but that group of people, they're going to take it like, oh, yeah, she liked me. I was like, no, that's not how to roll in this environment. Yeah, I mean, but she wasn't like fighting or offended. She was like, oh, my bad, baby, I'm just being me. I said, yeah, but I'm trying to tell you how. She came to corrections. I worked in corrections. And she flowing businesses. She was like, no, these dudes ain't seen a woman in I don't know how long. You can't roll like that here. Yeah, these dudes almost like, what? She rolling with me like that? Minister Bradley's wife, what? Yo, yeah, she liked me. No, babe, let's not roll like that. That's what we mean by you got to be willing to address uncomfortable behavior. The person ain't intending it, it might be just their default. You're going to get offended assuming that they even know what they're doing. They were training themselves for single, not married. And if you allow it and then it ends up becoming trouble, we're going to earmark it back to what? You ain't never said nothing. Right?
Let me add something.
Go ahead, babe.
Okay, so men.
I had to take a deep breath. No, we done figured out Pastor Mel got a tail, don't she? She take a deep breath. Okay. We better take deep breaths, right?
Yeah, take a deep breath. On three. One, two, three. Okay. No, men, you have to watch if you are insecure using your wife to make you secure.
Oh, that's good.
So, for instance, it's a problem if you are with, you got her on display. So everything hanging out, everything. And she's like eye candy. And then you get mad because the person looking at your woman. But don't use your wife or your girlfriend or whatever as to build your self-esteem, because that's basically what happens. We had a close family member. They were going out and everything was out. And I said to this close family member, I said, are you okay with that? Oh, yeah. I like when she dressed like that. Honestly, it was like a hoochie mommy. I mean, she just looked like a hoochie mama. You know, it just...
You know, that's being recorded on video.
You can X that. But the person wasn't modest at all, and I was surprised that this person was okay with that. But then that person would be in a setting, and if everybody's looking at the wife, they would get mad when you set yourself up. So you don't want your, don't use your significant other to validate your security.
So we're going to close out here with active listening, okay? So we talked about assertiveness, speaking the truth, love. Active listening is really listening. My wife is talking. So, babes, what you're saying is this, or what you're saying is that. Or when me and the guys was talking, I was like, you know, I come home at certain times, my wife would start talking. And honestly, at times, because, again, I'm designed different, to me, it may be useless information. To me, that is not useless. I didn't say that. Listen, actively listen. I said it may be to me. I may not care about what happened in Lifetime, whatever, but, and then my wife, she has things that she has interest in. My wife would be talking about the ozone layer or something. Like, she'd be watching the shows. I couldn't watch these shows, but she'll be watching the operation, and they pulled out a piece of the brain. And she's like, man, that's so interesting that they grabbed the front lobe like that with the tongs. I'm like, okay, babe. All right. So, but I'll listen. And she'll tell you, I'll ask questions. I'll slip down, and she's watching, it may be Married at First Sight or something. I was like, so let me get this right. That dude right there, that's the person that's getting married, ain't he? I said, they just met, didn't they? So I would just have, or it could be a show, or it could be a surgery. We'll have conversations. Why? Because it's important. It's important. So I'm actively listening, but she knows I'm actively listening because we're having a discussion, not, yeah, you finished? Same thing, if I'm talking, I learned this later, I might, what she told y'all, I might be talking about, yeah, you know, actually, I'm at the gym, I'm getting a little stronger, you know, or we did this, she could care less of what I was doing at the gym, who I played basketball with at the gym, or whether my sports team won or not. She could care less, it's not important to her. Actually, a lot of stuff I say is like, okay, but she'll engage in the conversation. Now, sometimes the sports thing, I'll be like, okay, never mind, because you come around and you're rooting for the wrong team. Great move! No, babe, we're not rooting for that team. No. It's not a great move. You're going to have to go upstairs, you know. You root for them because you like the helmets. I'm a fan, right? But we kind of flow like that. But the thing is, we have to learn, and this is not just couples, this is in every relationship. Very rarely in our culture are we actively listening.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
We ain't paying attention. Mm-hmm. Somebody give you some information or instruction, you done ran, and you ain't got the information. Have a good friend of mine. We're at a great level in our relationships. Friend of mine's back there. He's pointing his camera at me right now. And so he took over a lot of the responsibility I used to have. So I said, okay, we're gonna do this like this. So then we went to do it and it wasn't done. So I was like, he'll ask you. I didn't get mad. I said, so what did you hear me say? He was like, oh yeah, my bad. And then yeah, he doesn't like making any mistakes. So beating himself up, I wasn't beating him up. So then the next time, let's say he didn't do it, I was like, so what did you hear the last time? Because we had like an in-depth conversation. So finally it was like, well, you know, I ain't write it down. Now, I was listening in the moment, but I wasn't absorbing. I wasn't offended, was I? Yeah, and he wasn't offended. We're developing a relationship. So it was new that, okay, I need to actively listen. But this is a person that will do anything for anybody. So he's quick to want to do for you. But I told him, I really need you to absorb the information because the information is valuable. We're talking, the information is valuable. I talk to these guys when I talk to them, but when I'm talking to them, I'm talking to them. Like, if I ask you how you doing, I want to know how you doing. You know, like, and I'm going to listen to how you doing. Now, this is what's tough in my relationship with a lot of y'all. Y'all don't think I've been listening. And in some cases, you don't even know. I not only listen, I remember. So you may say something else later, and I'm like, well, that don't line up with the last thing you told me. But I'm paying attention to everything you're saying. It's valuable. So I have relationships with people. They'll tell you. I'm like, well, remember we were talking about such and such, and you said such and such? Ain't that right, Larry? Right? So everybody's valuable to us. So we're listening. So don't just be saying stuff, and then you're going to say something later. Now, with that in mind, you guys was given some information, right?
Can I say something before we get right into it?
Sure.
Just real quick.
Hopefully.
No, it speaks to what you just got to
talk
about.
Don't nobody talk to each other while she's talking.
Okay. So, body language is so important.
We're going to get into that.
Are we?
We're getting into that. That's one of our sections.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're going to get into...
We got time?
No, we weren't going to get into it today, but we got a whole section on it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll wait.
Yeah.
Timing.
Well, go ahead. You can just say
it's
it.
Timing.
If you think it needs to fit here, we can still talk about it.
Okay.
In the next session.
Well, I just thought, you know, a lot of times you could be communicating with someone, and just for this, let's just,
am
I guess,
I
can everybody see, you know, just kind of, we're supposed to be across from each other, okay?
Okay.
And let's just say, you, sir, if you can come up. Well, you don't have to come up here, but
yeah,
just
come on, man.
Just
you can come up. Yeah, let him come up. See that body language. The body language.
Well,
like, oh, I
you
gotta
know
come
he
up.
He don't even have to come up. He could just walk by. So
yeah,
me and
okay,
you talking.
He just walk by.
Me and you are talking.
Okay.
You know. So you know.
Yeah.
And just
so
go
sweetheart.
Back.
Yeah. So what I need to be done, babe. So, babe. So, babe. Babe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see.
All right. So we're gonna go, babe. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna go there at 5:00.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're going to be there at 5 o'clock, and we need to be there on time, so we can't be doing nothing else.
Mm.
All right, cool? Got it?
Mm. Okay, so that happens a lot.
Good job. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Did y'all see that?
We got
that?
You on camera.
Did y'all really
back
see
and
that?
Forth too, just...
Okay. That happens real life. Yeah, seriously. I mean, so we got to, like, eye contact. Make the eye contact. Show the person that you're engaged in it. And then, you know, make sure that you're, you know, and this men and women. You don't have a wandering eye where you are so attracted to and you find yourself lusting.
Right. We're going to get more into detail to that in one of the sections coming forward. Because, I mean, again, that has an effect on an individual.
Yes, it does.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. Mm-hmm. All right, so you guys was giving some information. So what I need is we need the mic now. Nate, sorry, I know I sent you back.
Mm-hmm.
We need a mic. So let's. So I need you. I said no conversation, man. If you're listening, you know, nobody talk to each other. Active listening would be you would actually have heard me say that just a few minutes ago. I ain't say nothing about if you're husband or wife or nothing. There you go again. Like, you see what I mean? Did we talk about offense that he getting all rising up, sticking. Matter of fact, get a mic to Jamal. All right, nobody say nothing. Just so Jamal, what was communicated to you? Whatever you think, whatever you believe,
I got it,
you heard.
I got it. Listen. Communication, listen, whisper it one time and pass it along.
Okay, good. Something that's like cool. That. Thank you, Jamal.
Those words are in there, but it might not be the same
word. No, you did a great job. Right, thank now you. Give it to Ed.
This is what goes on in y'all's homes.
Whatever you believe you heard, it's not about being right. It's about communicating what you believe you heard. Mm-hmm. Don't try to think hard. Just blurt out whatever you believe you heard.
I think it was listen. Yeah. communicate with listening without thinking nothing.
All right, communicate. That's good. We'll take that. Get a mic, Cynthia. Cynthia, we need to give it to Cynthia because he's working over there, brother. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you believe you heard, Cynthia.
Oh, well. Listen effectively, something with communication.
All right, that's cool. All right, so let's do, give it to Brooklyn. Yeah, give it to Brooklyn.
Not what you heard, not what you thought. Learn to communicate.
Okay, not what you heard, not what you thought. Learn to communicate. All right, now take that mic and give it to Sade before she starts singing over there. Nah, I just said that because Sade sings.
Oh, Sade.
Nah, you ain't supposed to be asking. Just say what you believe you heard.
Learn how to effectively communicate by whispering one time.
Okay, that's good. That's good. No, that's great. That's great. That's great. Now let's do. No, I'm not doing that person. It's for a reason. Let's do Tori. This will be great, y'all. Because I know Tori got it. Okay.
Well, actually, I got the same thing Brooklyn got because that's what I communicated to her.
Okay, good. Y'all was right next to each other. Yeah. So what was that?
Not what you heard, not what you thought. Learn to communicate.
All right, so now give it to Larry. Hey, no need for conversation here. Kelly and Larry, follow instructions. Come on, Larry. Get the mic, man.
So say this one time. wait. Say this one time. Tell the person next to you, learn to communicate.
All right, cool. All right, so you want to put it up on the screen?
This is what was really said.
This is what was delivered to everybody.
Wait, no.
So learning to... Hold on. Look. We about to have some arguments in here. Look, learning to not just communicate from the part you see, but also from the part they thought.
She didn't get that.
All right, look. But look at the reactions. Look around. All right, hold on. Wait. So how many people heard that from somebody else? Raise your hand. Listen. On this side, two people heard that from somebody else. That means you heard it from me and you heard it from your husband. On this side, how many people heard that from somebody else? Isaac, you heard it. You heard it. All right, but look at this. It was two people deep. See, this is the thing. Active listening. And see, this is the thing. What happens is, respectfully, it's not wrong that everybody didn't get the same thing. What's a lot of times wrong in relationships is how you respond to getting the wrong thing. Listen to some of the reactions. That's not what they told me.
Uh-huh. That's not what you said.
So in conversation, how does that go in an argument or misunderstanding? Right? So the quick thing is not, I may not have Stay with me, y'all. Stay with me. Stay with me. Look, I know how it flows. All right. So the thing is, you may not have absorbed it correctly. So the humility or transparent evolving being to say, you know what? Either could you get that back to me? We've had conversations where I said, be honest with you, babe, I wouldn't even listen. Or I really didn't even hear what you said. Mm-hmm. Well, remember she said earlier? She said, sometimes you're so busy waiting to say what you want to say, you're not absorbing what the other person's saying. In some cases, you know how people have test anxiety? Why? What are you saying? I hope I remember all this. And then you're so busy worried about remembering, you created emotions that stop you from remembering. So I'll give you a great example, and I know she's going to chime in. You was a part of the basketball program in Ohio. We played in the city, we played in the pro-am, and so we did it. We had rap sessions, we did training, and so we would have practice. And we ran plays. We had a playbook, we ran plays. So we running through the plays. So now my son and this other young man, they might have been 20 at the time, 19 or 20. So you got veterans on the team. So you got me, you got another guy, another veteran. So every time they was doing something, it's like, okay, you want a V-cut. All right, pick and roll, man. No, go over there. No, back door, man. Swing the ball. Come on, quick recognition. So they're getting all these instructions. So one of the guys, I don't know, we might have been 10 minutes or 15 minutes of the practice. Okay, man, all right. Like, he snapped. And what it was, what happened? He got overwhelmed. And I pulled him to the side. I said, I know what's going on with you. You think you need to remember all this. And you're used to controlling everything that you absorb. I said, that's not how you remember stuff. You remember stuff by just receiving and trusting it'll come back to your memories. Even educational-wise, all you got to do is show up to class, do your homework, and pay attention. Stuff will come back to you without trying. Read the Bible daily. You'll be talking to somebody and scriptures will come out.
That's true.
You'll be like, I didn't even know that was in there. Because it's about receiving information, not, man, you can't go to a buffet and absorb all the food, right? You can't eat all the food at one time. It would overwhelm you, right? You can only absorb what you can absorb. But just be patient and take in the information that you can and trust that it'll come back to your remembrance.
You know, a good example of that is some of y'all, and I know for me, have been drunk. And you go from one place to your destination, and you can't remember how you got there. You don't remember the signs on the road. You don't remember the house you pass every day. You don't remember nothing. You don't even know how you got there, but you absorbed all the information, the directions, and all of that. How many of y'all been drunk and you've raised your hand? Be honest. Yeah.
All right, somebody take a picture. No, bang. No, I got a camera on my laptop.
Honestly, keeping it real, you don't really have to be drunk. Sometimes you can, like every day when you go to work, you get home and you be like, I don't remember passing that tree that I always passed.
Daydream the whole time you was driving and so, still got where you was going.
Exactly.
Why? Not because when you get on the road, you don't go, okay, I hope I remember this. Hope I remember this street. Hope I remember this. Mm-hmm. You ain't thinking none of that. Mm-mm. But you absorb it.
You absorb it. Yeah.
And what you absorb comes back to your remembrance. Mm-hmm. Some of you walk around and you repeat what you heard in the sermon. Mm-hmm. Some of you are repeating stuff that your parents said that you thought, like, hey, this is stupid, but you actually saying the same thing because you absorb the information. I quote that, like, so the foster parents that raised me, this is true, but they had a son that, you know, was just dealing with some things. So when he would trip, I would be in a bed, but I could hear, it's like a grandparent to me. You gonna get out of here. I tell you what, Key, he gonna get out of here. I repeat that to this day. We play around with a lot of stuff. Or my dad would be like, you know, my dad, when he got his gut, he'd be like, The Rock. He'd be like, The Rock. He'd be like, my stepmom was like, where you going? Going out. So I'd be playing with her sometimes. Like, babe, what you about to do? I'm going out. She'd be like, don't play like that. Don't play like that. But you repeat stuff. Yeah. I'm not gonna do it, but I probably could do the Sugar Hill Gang rap like spot on. I knew that thing, spot on. Matter of fact, I remember the Sigma bets. We didn't call them the Greek alphabet, we called them the Sigma bets. Sigma, Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Phi, Chi, Psi, Omega, Sigma, 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 Tau, Upsilon, Phi, whatever, I probably said it wrong. But what I'm saying is, what? Excuses are the tools of the weak and incompetent, which build monuments of nothingness. Those who specialize in them are seldom capable of accomplishing anything else. I only played this for 7 weeks. I still remember excuses.
And you know, interesting enough. Now listen. No, interesting.
Funny.
Interesting enough. At the age of five, so this is just my own understanding. I'm taking y'all back with me to the age of five. So I'm sure if you know Spanish, you're going to hear some things. You'd be like, that ain't Spanish. But this is what I heard at the age of five. Una faleda a la bandera de las Estados Unidos y a la República que representa unión de países andibles ble ulipica y justicias paitoyas. So... Now,
little slang in Spanish.
Now, I told you, I was 5 years old, but that
God
thing,
bless you, explain.
But that thing stuck with me. I didn't try to memorize it. I didn't. It was supposed to be the Pledge of Allegiance in Spanish, but I learned it at five. So I don't. How many people speak Spanish in here? Anybody?
Yeah, I know it.
So, una faleda a la bandera de las Estados Unidos y a la República. A la República. Que representa unión de países andibles ble ulipica y justicias paitoyas.
He said delicious flag.
And wait a minute, my favorite part of this was a la República. I used to love saying that.
Yeah,
part.
That's the weirdest part because that sounds like. That don't sound like delicious flag. Sound like stink flag.
But that thing has stuck with me all these years.
So again, what we're saying is there's value in absorbing. I always told students this. Don't spend all your time trying to remember stuff if you have to take a test. Absorb the information. We tell you at church, layered learning. If you just do Sunday, yes, you will get information. But if you get all the layers, if you come to Wednesday and you can ask questions, have an exchange, it's class participation, right? All right, if you go home and you read, now you're doing your homework. You come to 9:15 and we're doing the foundational classes, getting the background. Now that's another layer. Then when God is sharing what he's trying to get the body to do on Sunday, you have other stuff that's your foundation for you to absorb the information. But if you only do Sunday, of course it's hard to absorb. That's just like coming to class Friday only. It's hard to absorb, or coming to class once a month. You ain't getting the other layers, and you go, like, that's just kind of hard for me to understand. And, you know, these guys, the ministers, especially Mr. Sammy, is like, man, some of the stuff that we're teaching, and some stuff we will, 9:15 and Wednesday, we need to bring it to Sunday. But the thing is, to bring something to Sunday, you got to get rid of something. That's like a teacher bringing everything on Friday. She can't teach everything on Friday. When y'all learned arithmetic and stuff like that, you know, you had Johnny has three apples and they took two. That was to explain 3 minus 2, which you got another day. Then you had these word problems. Such and such went down the street. You know, like you have all these different layers, but the arithmetic was a layer. It was a layer to understand timetables. That was a layer. Understand algebra, to understand trigonometry. All that stuff was leading you to engineering. But if they just at kindergarten gave you engineering, you'd be like, what are they talking about?
The vowels is another one.
Yeah.
A-E-I-O-U. Then you gotta actually but you learn A-E-I-O-U first.
You learn the alphabet before you learn words. You learn words before you learn sentences. You learn sentences before you learn paragraphs. You learn paragraphs before you learn how to read a book. But they didn't give you everything in one day. I don't know you three, but you better figure out how to read today. All in one day. No, they broke it down in layers so you can absorb it. Right now, we know the A, B, C, D. We know the alphabet. I hope we know our numbers.
Elemental P. How many people say that? Elemental P.
Yeah, A, E, I, O, U, sometimes Y, and W. I before E, except after C, and sometimes Y. You know, like it's you think of all these different little rings, but they're layers. Mm-hmm. And all we're saying is communication mm-hmm. is layers, but you got to absorb the information. You can't be so quick to run into or fight for what you know when you're not absorbing what you don't know. And this was a perfect example of how people process information. Then you know, some person was like, before the information came, I got to remember something? Oh, God. Oh. Okay. So now you already done started to cloud your receptor, right? Because you worried about, am I going to remember this? Somebody knew they could hear it. Am I going to communicate it right? By the time it got around to whoever, actually, I knew what happened in here already because I saw it. Like I said, so I set them up. I purposely kept rushing them, you know, on purpose because I knew it was like, that dude was like, oh, man, you know. Then as you start getting around here, it was like, uh-oh, you know. Then people was like, what'd he say? Some of y'all actually knew, but you didn't trust what you knew.
Some people I heard say, that's too long. How many said that? That's just too long to remember. Anybody? No, come on. You said that. I felt it. I felt it.
Like, dog.
Because you were the first person I gave it to. And it was like, oh, that's just too long. Okay.
But the goal is, if you train yourself just to listen and to absorb, you'd be surprised what you retain. Mm-hmm. Guess what? You know what it takes to do that? Faith. Fear controls, faith receives.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask the question. Think of something that you heard, anything. It could be anything. Just something that stood out the most for you.
Today.
Just for him, yeah. I
got you.
Body language.
Okay. All right, look, watch this one. What stood out for you?
How to communicate with my mom different and how she can learn to communicate with boys.
You know, that was wisdom. Like, you talked about you first, but your first reaction was how she communicated with you. But he's like, yeah, I'm going to use some wisdom on this one. Mom, you know, I'm learning how to communicate with you, but you can learn how to communicate with me. Just thought I'd throw that in there, too. But did you write that down? You didn't write it down, right? Did you write it down?
Nope.
But they absorbed it.
They absorbed it.
Yeah. Did you see her go, man, I hope I remember that just in case they asked me.
Right.
Did you? But they absorbed it. Mm-hmm. That's a great example. Mm-hmm. Can we close out or do you have another thought?
No, we can close out.
All right, well, let's pray.